From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. Yoga might be the key to preventing falls among elderly people in the future. A study out of the University of Miami has promoted a new type of prescriptive yoga practice currently being taught in Naples and Miami. WGCU's Ashley Lopez has more.
Lori Orlando teaches a special yoga class.
Use your chair for help to get up to a standing position.
Her students aren't really typical yogis. For one, they're older than most yoga students. She says her average student is between 50 and 80 years old. That's why Orlando teaches what she calls therapeutic yoga at Bala Vinyasa, Naples. She says she's tailored her class to the area's aging population.
The class is completely supportive. We use chairs, bolsters, straps, blankets, anything they need to help them get on and off the floor, or we teach strictly in the chair if they cannot move on and off the floor. It's helped to create more balance and stability in their bodies without them really sitting in their limitations.
She says a lot of her students are recovering from surgeries or just trying to stay active as they get older. Lately, though, Orlando has been incorporating some new moves, and these moves have a very specific purpose. They help her students prevent falls. Orlando started teaching this type of yoga after a new study came out. Joe Signorelli, who teaches exercise physiology at the University of Miami, authored the study. Signorelli, along with his research partners, came up with a type of yoga practice aimed at preventing harmful falls among elderly people. He says he wanted to capture the growing popularity of yoga and turn it into a sort of preventative medicine.
Everybody you talk to wants to do yoga, so why not give them programs with a modification of these classic poses, and maybe more important, the transitions between these poses, so that they can go ahead and use a practice that they love.
Signorelli teamed up with yoga teachers in the area to come up with some of these moves. Luca Richards was one of them. He's an instructor at Bala Vinyasa in Miami. Richards says yoga is a full-body workout that really anyone can do, but it can be modified to reach specific goals. He says that's what makes it a perfect exercise to use as a kind of prescription.
So for our falls prevention, we wanted to do a bit more ballistic movement. We wanted to do a bit more upper body strengthening and also balance work. So we actually rearranged the sequence that we work with here at the studio to create a sequence that would support the students into where we wanted them to get to.
Richard says it also helps that yoga doesn't take a lot of equipment and can be done practically anywhere. Study author Signorelli says part of his goal is to make sure people stay relatively agile as they age.
So it's not just how strong am I, it's how quickly can I move through a movement. And you can picture, without having any biomechanics background or anything else, if I can recover more quickly from a stumble, then I can at least reduce the probability of injury from the fall.
Signorelli says using yoga as a prescription for people vulnerable to falls could help everyone.
Everybody ages. And we also know that one of the major problems that creates injuries with aging is falls. So if we can reduce the number of falls, we can have a positive impact not only on the individual, which is very important, but obviously on healthcare costs themselves.
Signorelli presented his research at one of the biggest national yoga conferences last year. He says since then, there's been a growing interest in using yoga as a method of fall prevention. Angela Goodner, who also works at Bala Vinyasa Naples, says her studio was already looking at ways to serve her elderly clients. And having these specific classes, Goodner says, has opened the doors to people who didn't think yoga was for them. For one, she says people recovering from surgeries were hesitant to try any type of exercise.
Then we had the people who we would encounter every day who would say, I can't do yoga. I don't have good enough balance. I'm not flexible enough. People who were afraid of a more traditional class.
But now, Goodner says, there is research to back up what they're doing. And it's had results already. Mary Beth Rowley has been attending therapeutic yoga for 4 months. Her doctor recommended she start taking classes after some pretty bad neck and shoulder injuries.
My neck and shoulders have really benefited from the slow, holding poses and so on. It's given me a lot of relief.
She says she feels like her hips are stronger too. Mostly Rowley says she just feels more aligned, which is something she says is hard to describe, but really affects her everyday life. Joe Signorelli, who authored the Fall Prevention Yoga Study, says he now has a slew of graduate students interested in carrying out his preliminary research for their theses. He says he's also trying to secure some funding to continue his research, which includes yoga therapy for people living with Parkinson's disease. Signorelli says he hopes yoga will join the ranks of Tai Chi and other practices aimed at keeping people healthy and agile as they age. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.